With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. A recent mental health report found while 1 in 5 Americans needed mental health care before the pandemic began, that number is now 1 in 3 after months of job loss, climbing death rates, and loneliness. Caitlin Nicholas reports for YPR News, in Montana, mental health providers are using unusual strategies to reach isolated patients.
Michael Chavers has worked as CEO of Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch, which provides mental health care to children, for 4 years. When schools closed this fall, and children lost the familiar structures and support so many rely on, Chavers and his team began reaching out in unprecedented ways.
It really has been through texting and the ability to reach out. Previously, that was kind of frowned upon prior to the pandemic because of the lack of security in the communication.
Chavers says relaxation of Medicaid requirements allowed therapists to work with kids by text when they didn't feel safe or mentally well. And Chavers saw higher enrollment numbers than ever at YBGR this September.
They would just engage in a game over Zoom or something, just anything to have that child feel like somebody cared about them and was willing to spend time with them.
The state gave out nearly $9 million in grants for behavioral health care. But many mental and behavioral health providers, particularly in Montana's more rural areas, didn't apply or receive these funds. And while telehealth helps therapists reach isolated patients, Lenore Myers-Nault says it only works if those patients can actually access the service. Myers-Nault is the director of the White Sky Hope Center, which offers traditional Chippewa Cree mental and behavioral care at Rocky Boy Health Center. Located on the Rocky Boys Reservation, the clinic has struggled with a problem familiar to many Montana tribal nations.
I think that's one of the hardest things is that people don't have the resources. Yeah, we could set it up on a service side, but what about the recipient side?
She says some of their patients can't afford electricity, so how could they afford phone or Wi-Fi services they need to connect to health providers? And she suspects there are even more people struggling who aren't seeking help due to social stigma around mental health.
They're suffering on their own in this time. We're already struggling systems, and now you have this COVID, which we're not prepared for.
This time has also been difficult for the providers themselves. Like other Montana healthcare facilities, many Rocky Boy Health Clinic workers contracted the coronavirus. Myers-Nault and her husband both worked from home after being diagnosed with COVID-19, which she says was only possible because they own personal computers. Myers-Nault says even her own mental health, like many Chippewa Cree tribal members, has been impacted after losing family members, as well as the traditional ceremonies that allow survivors to celebrate, remember, and grieve the dead.
We still are tribal people and we have big families, and during this time, we're not even able to have our ceremonies because of this COVID, especially our burial ceremonies. It completely changed it.
She says when her uncle was buried, his immediate family couldn't attend the funeral because they don't own cars and couldn't carpool with family for fear of spreading the virus.
Usually we have a wake, bring the family together, we feed people that come in, then we bury that person. We try to bury them by the fourth day or at least have our feast, but we're not even to do that. You know, to me, like just burying 5 people, it's overwhelming.
Myers-Nault says rural clinics like RBHC need to have more of a say in how federal and state funding is used for their community, in addition to just needing more funding, period, to make sure their patients can connect to critical mental and behavioral health care. Mary Windeker, the executive director of the Behavioral Health Alliance of Montana, says Montana providers as a whole did well for the first 6 months. But as the pandemic drags on, funding is running out statewide.
This epidemic has really shone a light on how bad our behavioral health system is, particularly in Montana. The providers aren't reimbursed enough to be able to provide widespread care. The 2017-18 budget cut meant that a lot of programs closed in the rural areas. We've been rebuilding the program since then, but we were just getting started when COVID hit.
While most facilities are trying to keep up with client needs, they simply don't have the resources for substantial change, like standing up technology and services to safely provide care to clients without internet. And Montana pays lower rates for behavioral health care than the 4 surrounding states, Windeker says, which forces workers to either move out of state or transition to less critical settings to make a living wage.
We need to get behavioral health providers on a level playing field with hospitals and medical care. They need to be able to make enough money to pay people the going rate.
But she thinks transformational change is possible. She says there are models for funding for behavioral health care that other states have used, so Montana wouldn't need to remake the wheel. But Windeker says that change is something Montana's legislature needs to prioritize.
There are serious solutions to this brokenness. It's not all just doom and gloom. We can actually make transformative change and fix it.
For YPR News and Report for America, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.
This is Montana Public Radio.